back with a second look at it, says in the papers this morning. It's Shane McElhattan.
Two sets of photographs dominate the papers this morning. The first set is of the debris-strewn streets of central Liverpool in the wake of yesterday evening's car rampage. The car was driven at speed into crowds of Liverpool FC supporters who had just watched their team bus go by in the club's victory parade after winning the Premier League title. The papers carry many blurred camera photos taken by disbelieving onlookers. Carnage at the parade is the Irish Daily Star's headline. Elation, then horror is the Irish Daily Mirror's headline. One fan, Harry Rashid, is quoted extensively across the papers. On the Irish Examiner's front page, he describes how the grey people carrier was travelling extremely fast, ramming into people beside him. We just heard the pop, pop, pop of people being knocked off the bonnet. The other set of photographs is far less dramatic, but still full of dread. They are of a bleak, muddy, rain-sodden track through a forest near Killy, County Offaly, where the Irish Times reports that Gardaí are searching and excavating in an operation aimed at finding the remains of Fiona Pender, missing since August 1996. The Irish Independent says Gardaí are keen to talk to a man they have long classified as the chief suspect, but he's been abroad for more than a decade. Officers believe he has no intention of returning home because he fears he may be arrested. A Garda is quoted, "His self-imposed exile means he has missed many events here, including the funerals of people who were very close to him." The Irish Daily Mail says the upgrade of the case to murder allows the Gardaí to call in extra resources from the Technical Bureau and the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation and to get access to phone records. They'll also question people who had been interviewed before. Along with others, the paper also gives details of how the passing of so many years has weighed on the family. Her mother Josephine died in 2017. Her father had died in tragic circumstances in 2000. Fiona had lost a brother in a motorcycle crash 14 months before her disappearance. The Mail quotes her brother John, who has taken up the mantle of trying to find justice. In the wake of his mother's death, he said, "I knew the day would come when the torch to find Fiona would pass to me. I'm ready to take it on." The aftermath of the discovery of murdered farmer Michael Gaines' remains continues to get coverage. The Sun describes much local anger at the delay in finding his body and the possibility that the investigation might have been jeopardised, but says Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan would not be drawn yesterday on whether he shared the growing concerns locally in respect of how Gardaí have handled the probe to date. The Star and the Mirror carry interviews with the man who says he's a suspect in the case. The same two papers carry double-page spreads on the ongoing horror in Gaza, both reporting at least 32 dead and 55 injured as the Israeli slaughter goes on, with several children burned to death in yesterday's attacks. The papers say that, as already reported here, Taoiseach Simon Harris will today seek cabinet approval to draft legislation to prohibit the importation of goods from illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territory. The Examiner has bad news for anybody contemplating whale watching off our coast this summer. Sea skipper Colin Barnes, who helped pioneer whale watching as an eco-tourism business from Union Hall in West Cork, last night confirmed to the paper he's closing the enterprise because the whales have left to forage for food elsewhere in the oceans. He blames a small number of greedy fishermen who, he says, have fished the whale's main food, the humble sprat, to near extinction. Finally, those wondering how an Irish actor could come up with an Irish accent like Pierce Brosnan's in the TV series Mobland have their answer in The Independent. The paper's own review of the series had described the accent as all over the shop and a huge distraction. Brosnan plays the fictional gangster Conrad Harrigan. The Independent says Brosnan told the Radio Times, "My own accent is very soft. Conrad's accent is a million miles away from me." He told his dialect coach he needed a Kerry accent. The coach gave him the name of a man and Brosnan said, "I googled the guy and that was it." The name of the Kerry man is not supplied.
Not an Avon accent in sight. Thank you very much, Shane.